Hello, my name is Jennifer. We're calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey about Maryland politics. Are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Approve.
You strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Wes Moore is doing as governor?
Approve.
You strongly approve or somewhat approve? Can you please tell me if you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as a president?
Disapprove.
I strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Overall, will you say things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction?
Right direction.
Thank you so much. And if the 2024 elections were held today, from whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. For whom will you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as independent?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job of President Joe Biden is doing handling a foreign policy?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling the economy?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at our southern border?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every country in the state. Will you support auto tolls and increasing Maryland's sales taxes from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? The first one is maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MAX train, or maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland?
The first one.
Okay.
One of the scratch here. I don't know if you do it.
Oh, sorry. Currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor or two buses installing car arms. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to put installing car arms? Sorry, give me a second. Let me repeat it. Currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
Yes, I agree. It's a felony.
Okay. Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Will you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulting in death?
That.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Do you think that you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes?
Too little.
Thank you so much. Pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
Favor.
A strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Strongly favor.
Thank you so much. Under a new law, a juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
I favor changing.
Somewhat favor or strongly favor?
Strongly favor.
Thank you so much. And do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollars to pay for free healthcare for people who enter this country illegally?
Favor.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. And how frequently do you play the Maryland lottery? It is only regular, occasionally, only when the jackpot is big, or ever?
When the jackpot is big.
Thank you. How much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Marylanders? Do you think that is a big problem, only a problem, not much of a problem, or not a problem at all?
Credit card debt or credit card theft?
Theft. D-E-B-T.
Oh, D-E-B-T, debt. Yes, it's a big problem.
Thank you so much. So we do increase the state revenue. Do you support or oppose the plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals from ages to 25 to 45 years old to play? Do you strongly
oppose that?
Okay, strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. Should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games? Yes or no? Hello?
Yes, there's no.
Okay, thank you so much. I couldn't hear you. My bad. And do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. And do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live she'll have the legal option of medical aid in dying to get prescription medication they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. If you had an incurable terminal illness, still had sound mind, had less than 6 months to live, and you meet the legal requirements, will you want the option for medical aid in dying, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your opinion of the issue of abortion? The first one is that abortion should be legal in all cases. Abortion should be legal in most cases. Abortion should be illegal in most cases. Or abortion should be illegal in all cases.
Legal in most cases.
Thank you so much. Okay, the next one is that a disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. These include conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Now, Maryland tipped workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wage in tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that will raise the minimum wage for tipped workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top?
Oppose.
I strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following ages groups do you fall? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
50 to 64.
Thank you so much. And which party, with which party are you registered to vote? Are you Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. If the May 2024 Democratic primary election were held today, from whom will you vote for U.S. Senate if the candidates were Angela Alsobrooks or David Trone?
David Trone.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read you the profile of two Democratic candidates for U.S. Senate. Candidate A is a 68-year-old white male. He's currently a member of Congress in D.C., representing Maryland's 6th District. Over his career, he has led the fight for progressive priorities and providing opportunity. Candidate B is a 52-year-old African-American female. She's currently county executive in Prince George County. Over her career, she has led the fight to create jobs and keep down the cost of living. If the elections were held today, for whom will you vote, candidate A or candidate B?
A.
Thank you so much. And may I know what is your race?
White.
Thank you so much. And what is your religious affiliation? Are you Protestant, Catholic, Jewish? Do you have another faith or you're non-religious?
Non-religious.
Thank you. And that's basically it. I really appreciate you taking the time to take the survey with me today. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Same to you too. Bye.